USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a shocking allegation, defense attorney Eric J. Nelson, lawyer for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, said the late George Floyd was the victim of an overdose rather than a police homicide. Authorities charged Chauvin with murder in connection with Floyd's death in May, which stemmed from an altercation involving counterfeit money. In light of the allegations, Nelson is now requesting a judge to drop all charges against Chauvin. An attorney for one of the other officers involved in Floyd's death also says body cam footage shows the moment Floyd reportedly ingested a lethal amount of drugs. Nelson filed the motion in Hennepin County, Minnesota District Court, alleging the prosecution has not shown probable cause in charging Chauvin with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Judge Peter Cahill will address Nelson's motion in a September 11th court hearing. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new bill for protesters is being introduced in Congress, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks is proposing a bill that would prevent people convicted of a federal crime during a protest from receiving federal employment assistance. Banks introducing the Support Peaceful Protest Act, which would also require convicted protesters to pay for the cost of federal policing of a demonstration. The Republican congressman saying it would strip rioters of enhanced federal benefits like unemployment money from the CARES Act passed into law to help Americans amid the coronavirus outbreak.
The federal judge presiding over the case against Steve Bannon and three other men who allegedly defrauded donors with a fundraising campaign to build a wall along the southern border set a May 24, 2021 trial date for those four charged in the scheme. Bannon, who served as chief strategist for President Donald Trump, pled not guilty to charges earlier this month. He was released on $5 million bond and had to forfeit his passport. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The National LGBT Chamber of Commerce endorsed Joe Biden for president, saying the former vice president's commitment to signing the Equality Act would empower and protect LGBTQ entrepreneurs and business owners. They also said the Democratic candidate would guarantee non-discrimination protections that assure them equitable access to capital, particularly during the post-pandemic economic recovery. A federal judge blocked U.S. Customs and Border Protection employees from conducting the initial screening for anyone seeking asylum, dealing a setback to one of the Trump administration's efforts to rein in asylum. The nationwide injunction will likely have little, if any, immediate impact because the government has effectively suspended asylum during the coronavirus pandemic, citing public health concerns. The Trump administration argued that designated CBP employees are trained comparably to asylum officers at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service offices, another agency within Homeland Security. A tweet from a new bride brought the first sighting of ailing Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in months, officiating in an outdoor wedding over the weekend. The photo of the 87-year-old Ginsburg, who announced in July she has been treated for cancer, shows her during the wedding ceremony of Barb Solish and Danny Kazin, friends of Ginsburg. Solish noted on Twitter that both she and her husband tested negative for COVID-19 before the ceremony. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.